Right now, I want to introduce you to my first guest. Joining me here in the studio, I have fine artist Isa Maria. Although I have to say, Isa Maria wears so many hats. Today, she's wearing her fine artist hat, but she's also an amazing drummer, African drummer and dancer, and just musician all around, community advocate in so many ways. And I just want to say thank you so much for that beautiful performance that you and the Sacred Earth Choir did at the CSL's very successful telethon fundraiser on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I love the Sacred Earth Choir. Daniel Nelson's a genius. We're so lucky to have him here on the island.
Well, speaking of, I remember that I think it was the first goddess chant performance in you and Daniel dance. It was so beautiful.
That was how I met Daniel. Rhonda Rice, who was directing the goddess chant, assigned me and Daniel together to choreograph that piece together, and so that's how we met.
Well, it was so beautiful. But today we're going to talk about your fine art.
Yes.
So if you'd like to look at some of Isa Maria's fine art, you can do that even right now at her website, isamaria.com. And she also has a Facebook page, Isa Maria Fine Art, on Facebook. But you'll also even be able to see her art in Kapaa at Franny's Bike Shop.
Yes, Heleon Kauai Bike Shop. It's right next door to Pono Market, which is very close to the Ono Family Restaurant, right on the main strip right in Kapaa Town. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Franny's going to be calling in later and telling us more about her shop. But it's an exciting change for me because I've been in many, many galleries on Kauai, our art galleries that have come and gone and come and gone. They've opened and closed and over the years. Now, during COVID, the galleries are closed. And Franny's store that was carrying some of my work before, it was called Coco Pink. And then it was a bike rental. It was Heleon Kauai Bike Rentals. And without the tourists, a lot of the businesses, of course, we all know, local businesses are closing or really, really struggling. So Franny changed her store into a bike shop where they sell and repair bikes. And that's how she's able to stay open. So she was very creative and resourceful about just going with the flow. And she was generous enough to open her wall space to me. I've been working on a new series of paintings for 2 years, and they've never been shown before. And I felt like it was time. And so Franny and I have partnered again in a completely new and creative way. And we hung the show this past weekend. And I'm really excited to have that new partnership with Franny.
Now, when will the community be able to see your art?
The art is on display now. We decided not to have an art opening because we don't have indoor gatherings right now. So it's just there. The store is open Wednesday through Sunday. So it's the new way for art and local business to come together to support each other this time.
I think it's a beautiful idea. When you first, sent me an email, I said, oh, this is fantastic. Because, I love your art. I get to see it at the Golden Lotus Studio when I go there for classes. And so I'm really happy you have another place to show. And this is your newest work. You want to talk a little bit about what some of your themes are for your new work? Well, maybe talk a little bit about what you're more well-known for, which is...
Well, I'm known for mermaids. Mm-hmm. I started out when my children were small. I would just draw pictures for them for fun, and I would draw them as mermaids or queens and princesses and stuff. And actually, it turned out that some of those pictures became very popular. So I would draw portraits in front of galleries. At the time when I first moved here, we were living in a camp on a farm. And so we would go to either a gallery in Hanalei or in Hanapepe, and I would paint and do portraits live in the street right in front of the galleries. And that went on for years. And some of those portraits were just for fun and ended up being some of the best sellers.
Well, I've always loved your work. So, and I'm super excited. You've been working for the last 2 years and on some new work.
Yes, and the show is called Pele. All the work is about the goddess Pele. And I first became inspired to paint her because when the volcano in Kilauea on the big island started going off 2 years ago, and then the wildfires in California, and the politics that are going on in America, and then the Amazon, and the indigenous people. I just feel so and also I was going through a breakup at the time and needed to grieve. So I just put all that passion into expression by invoking the archetype of the goddess Pele. I love that Hawaii has a goddess. Like, she's probably the most popular of all the gods and goddesses in Hawaii, besides Maui, of course, the Superman. But Pele is popular, even though she's not a sweet, loving mother goddess. Like, you know, we're used to liking, you know, Mother Mary and those kinds of sort of loving, nurturing goddesses. Pele is fierce. She's destructive. She's emotional. She's messy. She destroys. She's angry. She's jealous. And in the wake of her emotional frenzy and destruction, new earth is born. The new fertile world comes into creation. So it's a beautiful, focus for the culture of Hawaii. And to me, these paintings of Pele are also paintings of the soul of Hawaii. They're paintings about sovereignty and about the indigenous people and their dignity and their power and their beauty and their ancient traditions. And that first and foremost is true in Hawaii, but it's also Black Lives Matter. It's also the indigenous people in the Amazon and all over the world who are still today facing Holocausts everywhere. Also, I was raised by Germans who were teenagers. My parents were teenagers in Germany when Hitler came to power. And they tell stories about how he was kind of a wacky, kind of extreme guy who was elected. And then he went way off the deep end. And the German people were like, oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, no, what can I do? And before you know it, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't stop him. He became unstoppable. And this civilized democracy turned into an evil dictatorship. And I see so many parallels today here, not here, but on the mainland in America. And I want to talk about it. I want to light a fire under all of us to do something while we can. Okay. So that's part of the purpose of this series also.
Of the Pele's. If you just turned in, I'm speaking with Isa Maria. She is here talking about her latest work for the past 2 years. She's a fine artist, and she has been working with the theme of Pele and all that that entails. Her artwork is going to be able to be seen live at the Heleon Kauai, which is Franny's bike shop in Kapa'a, next to Pono Market and the Pono Market area. She's actually going to be calling here in a few minutes, and we'll hear from her about her transition to be able to stay in business after the COVID-19 sort of changed everybody's lives. And if you'd like to see Isa Maria's work, you can visit her website, isamaria.com. And so I did look at your work. I was looking at your website, and I'm just wondering, because I know a lot of the work you do, you know, you do portraits of people, and you so. Are any of the women who are representing Pele women who live here, or were these all out of your imagination?
I don't paint out of my imagination. I completely copy what I see. I see how light touches the surface of the skin, and that's how I paint. And, yes, all the models for Pele are women who live on Kauai. One of them actually was a visitor. She showed up at a Codependence Anonymous meeting one night, and I'm sitting across the table from her, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's Pele. And she ended up going up to Poliahu Heiau with me the next day, which is the heiau up at the top of Wailua River, which is a whole compound of very sacred heiaus that are actually that are placed to mirror a constellation. I don't remember which constellation it is. I think it's the Pleiades. Mm-hmm. So Poliahu Heiau is where the paintings of Karen took place. And several of the other models also modeled for me at heiaus at the Wailua River.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I mean, that's such a, as we know, that's a very powerful place. It has been for centuries. And, of course, it's so much the whole everywhere is sacred, but there was a lot of specific temples and heiaus and, you know, the birthing stones and everything right there in Wailua. So actually, Franny's here joining us via the phone. Aloha, Franny.
Aloha.
Yes. Hi, Franny.
Yeah, so Franny.
Hi, Isa.
Yeah, so Franny is the owner of Hele on Kauai, which was previously, this is another incarnation. So do you want to talk a little bit about, we don't have to go too much into it, but a little bit about, you know, the transition that you have made, you know, to sustain the changes of Kauai's lifestyle here for at least as long as it lasts. Anyway, thanks for calling, Franny.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show today. Yeah, sure. We've been operating primarily a rental bicycle business here in Kapa'a since 2007. And so we were very busy, of course, like everybody else when everything was the way it was. And when COVID happened, we had a barn full of used bicycles that were used for our fleet. People started expressing a need to be able to have a bicycle at a reasonable price. So we went ahead and made the decision to sell a large part of our fleet, used bikes into our local community. And then we also decided to open our repair shop to the public, so people are now able to come and fix their bicycles. We have sold all the used bikes that we were going to sell, and then we started getting a really great supply of new bicycles from our supplier that supplied us for 14 years, and we've been very fortunate to have the support of our Kauai community and our friends and our family, and so we're here, we're in Kapa'a, and we're still going. We made a big change, and we're getting through it, you know, because of our community.
Right. Well, do you want to talk a little bit about, like, some of the repair? I mean, because a lot of people have bikes. What are some of the repairs that you can do for people at your repair shop?
Well, our bike repair technicians are Bruce Orth, who lives on the North Shore of Kauai. He's a longtime Kauai resident and the best bike mechanic in the whole wide world.
The best bike mechanic in the whole world. I can vouch for that.
In the whole wide world. And Bruce has been mentoring our son, West. He's our youngest, and West is going to be 20 here in just a couple weeks. So West and Bruce are holding down the repair shop. So if you're not familiar with Bruce, or if you should know that Bruce can fix anything bike-related. So we do everything, tire changes, tune-ups, drive trains. We do everything, anything that you need, simple tire repairs and complicated repairs also. And we can order parts. We do have a good parts stock available as well. And we still do rent bikes, and we've got a Kamaaina special going. You get a 2-hour
ride. You can't talk about prices. Sorry.
Oh,
no. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you can let people know you have you're still renting bikes.
Kamaaina, yes, rental going on. I'm sorry about
that. That's all right. I just hadn't had a chance to tell you because I hadn't spoke with you. But it's fine. So what are your hours there, Franny? So if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Franny. She is the owner of Hele on Kauai, which now they do still rent bikes. They also sell bikes, and they have a bike repair shop where they're located right down in kind of the heart of Kapa'a, next to Ponokai Market in that area. So what are your days and hours of operation?
Sure. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 2:30 for rentals and 11 to 5 for sales and service.
Is there any particular line of bike that you sell? Or, I mean,
We really focus on beach cruisers because we're adjacent to the coastal path here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
On the east side.
Right.
We're right adjacent to Kealahele Makalai, which is the path that goes by the sea here in Kapa'a Town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we mostly focus on cruisers. You know, the path is a beautiful thing. It's wonderful for our community and families. It's ADA compliant, so everybody, all ages, can get on that path any way they want to. You can run and jog and ride your bike.
Yeah, and pretty soon, well, not... pretty soon we're going to have whales coming back in the next couple of months. So I know I always see whales when I'm on that bike path. So maybe talk a little bit about, your bike shop is now an artist gallery. You want to talk a little bit about how that happened? Isa Maria's art is now hung in your shop?
Yes, For sure. I had a, also with my bike shop, I had a consignment shop for many years, and I met Issa, I don't know, many years ago, I'd say 10 years ago, she came into my store, and we had offered her prints for sale, and then our relationship just evolved. We've always offered Issa's prints here. I have had some originals in the shop from time to time, and Issa recently approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in hanging this specific collection of Pele, and I instantly thought, of course we would. What an awesome idea. It's, I think the artwork that Issa's hung here in the shop is perfect timing for the island. It's beautiful, it's powerful, and I just know that people of Kauai love Issa's artwork, and we're so happy to be able to give everyone a place to come and wear their mask and check out Issa's artwork inside of the bike shop. And we're really, really excited to have all of the pieces of the collection here in one place.
Oh, how many pieces? How many pieces are there, Issa?
There's 14 pieces.
Oh, beautiful. So, once again, I'm going to write it down this time. What are your hours of operation so that people can, A, come and meet you, perhaps rent a bike or purchase a bike, have some bike repairs, or see Issa's art? So, your hours again?
We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
Okay. All right. And then the bike rental was what, from 11 to 2? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 11 to 2:30.
11 to 2:30 for bike rental. All right.
So I just want to thank you so much, Franny, for having the courage to hang this very unusual art. This is not your ordinary, like, so-called tourist art. These aren't pretty waves breaking in front of the cute surf shack. These are fierce. They're angry. I have a piece called Kukia'i Mauna, where Pele is breathing fire. She represents that spirit of standing up. And to me, that's a really important part of what's going on right now in the world, especially America and the American-occupied areas like Hawaii. And Franny, it takes a special person to be willing to hang that type of art instead of just the cutesy, vacation rental art.
I do need to let listeners know you're tuned to Kauai Community Radio. This is Kauai Vibrations. I have my special guest, Issa Maria, joining me here in the studio. And my other special guest, Franny, is calling in from her shop, Hele on Kauai, which sells and services and rents bicycles right there in the heart of Kapa'a near the Pono Kai area, Pono Market. And I do have to run just a couple of quick little announcements, but we're going to be right back. And I just want on that note, though, even though there's a lot of challenges from not having visitors here, there's still the, because you're not catering to visitors right now, right? You're catering to the people that live here who are going to, going to just totally resonate with this work of Pele. I'm sure plenty of visitors would, too. But, the island right now is in a situation that we have not been in since probably really the 70s, and especially the way it has been in the last 10 years. So it's just beautiful that, Franny, you've been able to modify your business and provide a service and products that people here on Kauai, need, use, and it benefits their health and well-being as well, and still be able to stay in business. And it's beautiful, Issa, that, you were inspired to recognize the attributes and the gifts that Pele brings, for transformation. Mm-hmm. She is the goddess of transformation, for
yes.
Sure, right? But anyway, I do need to run these quick little PSAs, and then we'll be right back. Can you hold on for a minute, Franny, or do you need to go?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey, where are you? Who are you with? You're not with Jordan, are you? Why aren't you responding? Hello? You need to answer me right now. I told you you can't hang out with them anymore. If you don't respond, I'll hurt myself again.
Not all dating violence is physical. If your partner is trying to control what you do, who you spend time with, and demands your attention, you could be in an unhealthy relationship. We all deserve love and respect. If you feel you or a friend might be in an unhealthy relationship, learn more at loveisrespect.org. If you feel like you need help right now, contact the YWCA 24-hour hotline at 245-6362.
The Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors Quarterly Business Meeting will be on Wednesday, September 30th at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held via Zoom. All members of the public are welcome. Email gm@kkcr.org to request a Zoom invitation. For more information, please call 826-7774.
All right. And, yay, thank you for those announcements. And we're going to get back. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Isa Maria. She's here in the studio. She is a fine artist as well as many other things. Maybe before you're leaving, talk a little bit about your drumming. I don't know how much you're doing. I mean, I know you're still doing some. But anyway, and then we have Franny calling in. She is the owner of Hele on Kauai, which is a bike shop. They rent, they sell, and they service bicycles for the Kauai community. And she has also opened her walls up to be a fine art gallery this weekend. She and Isa Maria hung Isa's latest work, which he's been working on for the past 2 years, which is honoring the goddess Pele and all that she gifts us with in her fierceness and her transformation abilities. So, Isa, are these what's your medium for these paintings?
These are all oil on canvas, stretched canvas. Yeah. And I've been so lucky for me as an artist, this period with COVID gave me time to paint without having as much gallery representation the last few years. I have been spending a lot of time editing books. You know how we all are here on Kauai. Mm-hmm. We do what we can to pay the bills. So I've been doing other things, so I hadn't really had time to paint full time until COVID hit. So it was a huge blessing for me to really get to focus on the work and put a body of work together.
Right. And now I know, because you know, I have friends who work with oils and pastels, and oils especially tricky for them to dry in this kind of climate. Yeah. So I mean, people. So I mean, what kind of time duration is it really to finish an oil painting? I mean, I know it varies, but
They say oil paint doesn't really dry for 6 months. So mm-hmm. if you glaze it or you know put a finish on it, you're supposed to wait 6 months mm-hmm. to make sure all the layers are dry.
Right. But I guess one of the advantages to oils, you actually can create more blending with your color. I mean, what are some of the advantages to oil as opposed to acrylic?
Acrylics, you layer. They don't, they dry immediately. So in some ways that's easier because you don't get mud. You know, with the oils, there's always the danger that things mix together and it just turns into just slush. But once you get to know the medium, the way it blends has so much depth to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, Franny, just real quickly, so you have these beautiful pieces, 14 pieces of Isa Maria's latest art in your. In your bike shop, is there one piece that, not to put you on the spot, but is there one piece that caused you more than other, like one that you're just like, do you have a favorite piece? Oops, wait. Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay, sorry. I had pulled the pod down when I was running those messages. So you have to repeat yourself. I'm sorry.
No problem. There's a couple of pieces, maybe three, I think, but I know for sure there's two pieces of Hi'iaka, who is Pele's sister, and those are my favorite pieces. They just capture, in my opinion, her personality. The lighting that is shining, like, through the picture is just, through the pieces are just something. One of the pieces I have hung up by the entrance of the shop at the window, and the natural light comes in on that picture, and she just looks like she's looking at you. It's just amazing. All of the pieces are amazing, but I really do love the pieces of Hi'iaka.
All right, thank you.
I'm glad you like Hi'iaka. That model was Malia Losi, the granddaughter
of course,
Auntie Angeline. And Malia is such a beautiful soul and just one of the most heavenly dancers I've ever seen, both as a Hawaiian dancer, hula dancer, and as an African dancer. She has African blood also and has gotten into her African roots. And, man, she's a gorgeous African dancer, too. So I was very privileged. She actually tried to pose as Pele, but she's not Pele. She's Hi'iaka.
Yeah, I would say definitely. Aww. Yeah, she's a softness, a genuine softness about her.
Yes.
She's a beautiful woman.
I'd like to say just one thing, too. Some people have already come in since we've hung this to tell me that, oh, my gosh, I know this girl. She is such the perfect person for this picture. She's very, very kind and has a very, very, very sweet heart. And I thought that was really cool.
And isn't that one of the beautiful things about, I mean, Issa, if you weren't listening earlier, the women that she has modeling for Pele and Hi'iaka, they're women who live here in Kauai. So you may go in and you're like, that's my auntie, or that's
one of my favorite stories was I'm checking out at Costulesse, back when Costulesse was open, and the woman who was working at the cash register, I look at her and I'm like, will you model for me as Pele? And she's looking at me like, you're crazy, but my family's aumakua is Pele, so I have to say yes.
Oh, I love it.
So we went to the navigation heiau on the other side from Hikinakala, the place of refuge. On the other side of the Wailua River is the navigation heiau, and Lonnie, her name is Lonnie Gu. She did an incredible channeling of Pele. And so I have a series of paintings of her. And then at Hikinakala, the famous place of refuge, I had Pua Mana, who is a practitioner of Hawaiian practices. And she actually, it's interesting because she's a very sweet and kind woman, but she really channeled the fierce, angry, and no-nonsense Pele in that heiau.
So if you just tuned in, that was Issa Maria, and she has her latest art she's been working on for the past 2 years, which is honoring and bringing life through oil to Pele, the goddess of the volcano and many other things, as well as her sister, Hi'iaka. And you can see her original artwork at Hele on Kauai, which is now a bike shop. They repair bikes and service bikes as well as rent bikes. They're located right there in the heart of Kapa'a near the Pono Kai Market. And Franny is joining us on the phone. She is she assisted Issa Maria in hanging her art. You can also find out more at her Facebook page, which is Issa Maria Fine Art on Facebook. Now, I do want to let you know this is more than just an exhibition. This artwork is for sale. And you can purchase it at the shop, or people can also look at it. Can people purchase it online as well?
Yes, they can.
And how do they do that?
You go to isamaria.com, and there is a page for that says art for sale. And there's two kinds of art for sale. One is original, so the ones that I still have available. And then there's prints, and you can go to and order those prints from Fine Art America, which is an excellent printing company, and they will ship it directly to you. There's all different types of and sizes of prints and mediums that you can choose from, framed or unframed. And, so you can connect. You can decide if you want one of the pieces that is in the show, then what you would do would be call Franny on another page of the website. There's a page that's called Showings, and it has Franny's phone number, and you can call her and make arrangements.
Okay. So if you'd like to see the art via the website, you can do that at isamaria.com. Is it all on Issa Maria Fine Art and on Facebook as well, or just some pieces?
It's more spread out on there. Okay. On the Facebook page, we're telling stories about how the show is going and the different pieces themselves individually, but on the website, it's all together.
That makes it easy for people. And of course, you can go and see this beautiful art, which is hanging in Hele on Kauai, right there in Kapa'a Town. And they're open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. And if you want to rent a bike, you can do that there from 11 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Once again, Hele on Kauai. located next to Pono Market. I keep saying Pono Kai. It's Pono Market. Pono Kai is the condos that probably no one is in right now. Pono Market. So much Pono around here. Pono Dry Cleaners was closed. No. So anyway, just for people who just tuned in, just let them know. So Issa's latest artwork she's been working on for the past 2 years, please explain what it is.
It is a show of all about Pele, the goddess Pele. It's about transformation. Tracy played a song for Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the beginning of her show. And this series of paintings is about women. It's about how we all tell ourselves we're not good enough. And Pele doesn't tell herself that. So it's about rising up to embody that archetype and be willing to be not pretty, be willing to use our rage as fuel for action. This show says vote, get out there and vote. It matters. There is a huge difference between respecting the rights of indigenous people and of the earth versus plundering, raping, and pillaging. We have those two choices before us. It's crucial that we rise up, stand up, get out there and vote.
And I'm looking forward to seeing your art, which is a voice for all of that. Yeah, it's just beautiful how you can like take your voice and put it on a canvas and just create something that's really beautiful and really powerful. I've always loved your work.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Yeah, and you can also see Issa's other work, which she she has a lot of beautiful. If you're on the mythical,
fairies,
mermaids, which are also quite beautiful. She has a lot of that on her website as well. Which, and once again, she has you have opportunity to purchase prints because a lot of her original pieces were commissioned, so they're gone, right?
Yes.
So, but do some people just give you permission to make prints out of their commissioned art? Is that what happens?
They do. Yeah, that's good. They're generous that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good because it's beautiful. You have a lot of wonderful paintings of young children here on Kauai.
Yes, and my own children. As my children were growing up, they were my favorite models. They're like, okay, Mom, we'll do another mermaid pose.
Well, they're beautiful, too. So now you have them in all their different stages of life.
All their different stages of life, yeah.
I'm sure now they're really happy about it, right?
They still don't care at all.
Oh. Well, maybe someday.
But another thing I do that I really appreciate my children's involvement in is I facilitate nonviolent communication. And my kids, of course, never wanted to hear anything about that. But they're all excellent practitioners. They absorbed it. And we grew up together. You know, they liked me more and more as I started learning it more and using it with them. And so we've all grown up together as more skillful communicators.
I know. And the NVC work is really powerful. Once again, it's a beautiful gift. To give your children, because then they can take it out in the world. And, you know, communication is a challenge for a lot of people. So to learn some skills and tools to communicate more effectively.
It's definitely been a challenge for me. Again, I said I was I grew up in a German family. Nonviolent communication was not my one of my superpowers earlier in life. But I've studied hard and I've developed a lot of skill in that area, and it's really improved all my relationships.
Right, beautiful. And so, Franny, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close out?
I just like to say that we're grateful that we have this space, and we're grateful that we have a really good relationship with Issa, that she trusts us with her babies here. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much work and energy and effort has gone into making this collection possible, and it's just beautiful. I invite everyone to come down and check it out. If you have a few minutes, stop by the store. It will it'll definitely make your heart happy when you see this artwork, and we're really looking forward to meeting everyone as you come down and visit and check out Issa's art. We're really excited.
And you'll get the extra bonus of getting to meet Franny, who's one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. So
Aww,
thank
Issa.
You so much, Franny, for being willing to go into partnership with me yet again.
back at you. I'm so happy that you chose us. We're stoked. It's awesome.
Right. So once again, if you would like to see Isa Maria's work, you can visit her website, isamaria.com. You can also find out more about some of the stories behind her artwork at Isa Maria Fine Art on Facebook. And you can go and see her art, which is hung right now. How long will it be there? Do you have a date? Or
we haven't talked about that
yet. Okay, well, anyway, sooner is always better. but her art is her latest work, which is focusing on the goddess Pele and her sister, will be visible. You can go see it Wednesdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hele on Kauai, which is Franny's bike store where she sells bikes. They service bikes, and they also rent bikes. You can rent bikes from 11 a.m. to 2:30, and you can just walk right out the back door, and you're on the bike path pretty much. And then the shop itself is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Franny, I'm so grateful. I mean, I know I've been in your store when you were Coco Pink.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're able to stay in business. That makes my heart sing, and I'm glad that you had the space and the inclination to contribute to allowing the island to see Isa Maria's latest work at your shop, Hele on Kauai. Once again, that is located next to Pono Market, right there in Kapa'a. And opening hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you so much. And Isa, is there any last minute thing? So these are all oil paintings, original oil paintings. Mm-hmm. And what are kind of the sizes of the canvases? Are they different?
There's a few that are 16 by 20 and some 18 by 24. And then there's larger ones that go up to 36 by 36. Mm-hmm. So there, I like to limit my canvases to so they can fit in my car. That's my rule of thumb.
I like that. Well, I'm always curious how the artists. So I mean, how do you what makes you decide like I'm going to do this one, which would be like a perfect square, right? The 36 by 36, mm-hmm. as opposed to different dimensions. Is there any? I mean, is it just?
Well, it
I'm
depends on like you know I do these photo shoots that are so incredible, and then I choose the images that I think are the most powerful, and some of the images lend themselves to different size, different shapes of canvases. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, okay, now we know. You do photography.
Yeah.
I mean, that you have photos, and then you paint from the photo.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot easier than making a model sit there for 10 hours
with their hands up in the air.
They're kind of like, no, I don't think I want to do that, but you can take my photo. Not like the old days. Everybody had to sit there, like the potato eaters, right? Like Van Gogh's potato eaters. No. Anyway, thank you so much. Once again, you can find out more about Isa's artwork at her website, isamaria.com. You can find out about her art and some of the stories behind some of her pieces at Isa Maria Fine Art on her Facebook page. And you can see her latest work from the past 2 years at Hele on Kauai, open Wednesday through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they still are renting bikes from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. right there next to Pono Market in Kapa'a. Anyway, thank you so much, Franny.
Thank you, Franny.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Come take a ride, Tracy, anytime.
I know. I actually have a couple bikes. I could probably just get them. Maybe they could be repaired. They haven't been ridden for so long. I don't know. But maybe I'll
give it a try.
Okay. Thank you so much, Franny. And thank you, Isa.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's so great to see you again and speak with you again. Thanks so much for all you do for the community, Tracy. For all these years, you're the place where we can go to find out what's going on.
Right. Well, of course, we all know there's not a whole lot going on, but now we have an art show we can go see. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Maybe even get a little dressed up. No. Anyway, thank you, Isa Maria.
Okay, thanks, Tracy.
Okay. And also, you can actually purchase all of her work in a print. Mm-hmm. And you can get them different sizes. Mm-hmm. Her website, isamaria.com. You can find out about that too. Because you can get them different sizes.
Everybody can afford.
Yeah, and you have different sizes to choose from. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, depending on your wall space.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Aloha.